Hi, it's Dave Stachowiak, host of the Coaching for Leaders podcast. This is not a typical episode. It is the third of five audio lessons I'm sharing with you this week as applications are open to the Coaching for Leaders Academy through this Friday, March 15th. You can discover more about the Academy by heading over to coachingforleaders.com/academy before the end of the day on Friday. Once a day for these 5 days, I'm sharing one of the key elements of the five-step framework to help you create movement in your leadership development. And then this Friday, I'm going to send out all the audios and transcripts from these lessons so you can use them for your own professional development, even if the Academy may not be right for you. So you'll receive these automatically if you're already getting my weekly leadership guides on Wednesdays. If you don't get those, you can get access to both by simply going over to coachingforleaders.com to activate your free membership. In the first two lessons of this course, I invited you to take on a new identity and then determine the daily action that will help you get there. I've been using an example of working to be more concise. So as a quick review, here's the identity someone might take on in this example. I communicate concisely in meetings. As I mentioned in lesson one, the identity is a clear statement of who you are becoming. Then the next step in the second lesson is determining the daily behavior that will get you there. And I had picked this one for our example last time. Once a day, I time myself speaking out loud a message I'm delivering later. That daily action is the leading indicator, the thing that if you do consistently, will get you to the outcome you want. So far, so good, right? But here's where we run into a bit of reality. Getting traction on a new behavior that's supporting a new leadership skill would be a lot easier if you didn't have anything else going on, but that's reality for virtually nobody. What is reality is that the six meetings on your calendar already today are taking a lot of brain space. You've probably got a dozen emails that need your attention. The boss or the customer has suddenly changed direction on something. There's schedule changes. And then there's all the personal stuff we all deal with too. Making sure that kids aren't just, you know, fed and where they need to be logistically, but thriving in their lives. For some of us, it's handling the financial and health affairs for aging relatives. For all of us, it's balancing doctor's appointments, taxes, all the other things that go along in the daily whirlwind of our professional and personal lives. On any given day at work and at home, 90 to 95% of your time is going to be dedicated to those already existing activities of the day. So creating a bit of breakaway traction for learning something new not only requires the quick daily actions that we established in the second lesson, but also a way to keep yourself motivated so this doesn't get lost with everything else you've got going on. Here's where you can set yourself up for success. Most of us do a better job keeping ourselves on track if we have some success milestones along the way. It's why so many of us get motivated by getting those certificates and professional development programs, or seeing the rating we got on this year's performance review, or even like personally getting those little rings or badges on Fitbits or Apple Watches for health tracking. We all know that those indicators aren't fully representative of our efforts or of the value we bring in our work and in our lives, but they help us to see that we're on the right path. And it invites us to be more brave and even find a sense a bit of confidence. Do the same thing for yourself as you take on a new identity. Decide in advance what the indicators should be along the way so that you can recognize the progress you're making. So let's go back to this example of communicating concisely in meetings. For this identity, I want to establish for myself in advance, what are the success indicators that I'll recognize my progress along the way? So here's a couple that I'm zeroing in for with this identity as potential milestones. First one, I'm noticing details that can be left out. For taking on an identity of being more concise, that's a pretty key indicator. As you start seeing things that can be eliminated, You've started to make the shift of not just being more concise, but perhaps more importantly, thinking like a concise communicator thinks. Here's a second one. My practice sessions are shorter. As the daily practice sessions get shorter, that's a clear indicator that you are indeed getting more concise, right? And it's measurable because you're already doing the timing from the daily behavior. Here's a third one. I'm getting asked for details I left out. People who talk too much almost never get asked for more details, right? And especially at the senior leadership level, where less is usually more, erring on the side of saying less and allowing people to ask if they need more is often a pretty sound strategy. So if you're working to be more concise and you notice people asking about something you intentionally left out, that's a pretty clear indicator that you're on the right path. All of these, noticing details that could be left out, shorter practice sessions, getting asked for more details, are things that speak to the identity of a concise person. And if you've determined the indicators of your emerging identity in advance, as I'm encouraging you to do here, you'll keep yourself motivated to keep going as these milestones emerge for you. Finally, two practical hacks on this that you may have already noticed. Pick 2 to 3 indicators for milestones versus just one. That way you don't have everything riding on a single indicator that may or may not fully represent your progress. You're playing a long game here, right? And you want your new identity to be sustainable, so look at more than just one data point. Second, writing down multiple indicators in advance, at least 2 or 3, encourages you to think broadly and creatively about the different venues where you can start leveraging your new identity and noticing where it's showing up. This is also a place where a supportive community can help a lot, not only to help you to determine what those milestones should be, but also to support you as you achieve them. If you're ready to create movement in your professional development this year with a supportive community of peer leaders and me, the Coaching for Leaders Academy may be right for you. Discover more and apply at coachingforleaders.com/academy before this Friday, March 15th. We're 3 steps into our 5 now, but 2 more essential steps yet to come. Tomorrow in Lesson 4, how to calibrate your progress with your key stakeholders. Talk to you then.